Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Williams. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The left fielder, Kurt Motten. Batting third. The catcher, Kurt Palfari. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Leonhardt. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave Leonhardt. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is called out on strikes. One out. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Leonhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonhardt takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball, races to the bag for 1, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Blair moves to second. Two outs. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 0 for 1 in the game. Motten takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Williams covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper moves to third. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leon Hart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harper scores. Brown moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to third. Williams moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Williams scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks pinch hits for Dave Leonhardt. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hendricks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John O'Donohue now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Motten hits a line drive into center field. Cardenal picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cardenal. Motten moves to second. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-2 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Motton moves to third. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cardinal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Salmon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields the ball and throws to second. Brown drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Brown. May moves to second. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes May trying to get to home. Davalillo throws the ball into Salmon, who relays the ball to Sims, who tags May, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Motton. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-3 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alvis scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Motton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Howard now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 3 in the game. Bulfari hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.